Now, here's the big $20,000 question. Do you have any plans for the school year to continue, or when kids are going to get back to school this year, or if they are? Do you have any of
So,
that?
yeah, that is the. I think it's more like a
A
$50,000 question,
$50,000 question.
$20,000. So I'll give you know, my take on it, guys, is that it's going to be very difficult to bring students back and staff back to these buildings, I think, this year. And the reason for that is to put in the number of protocols and ensure the safety of the students and the staff, I think it's a big project. The COVID-19 is still pretty unpredictable as far as where it's at moving north. I know we watch these trends all the time. But I would plan on the remote instruction probably continuing for the rest of the year.
Okay, that's a big question.
Yeah.
And then how about plans for graduation, scholarships, and end of the year celebrations? How are you working towards handling some of that stuff?
Yeah, I think a lot of the folks that we've talked to realize that the senior year, those are probably the kids that we feel the saddest for as a result of this, but they've been truly resilient as well. But missing out on those end of your school year traditional celebrations is difficult for them. We are committed to making sure that graduation does take place. We want to honor that, and we will do that. Not sure exactly when it's going to take place, but it may take place at the end of June, may take place in June, may take place in July or August. But a lot will be determined about the state of the situation right now. And we're looking into these other pieces as well. So it's hard to put a date on it right now because we don't know if it'll be better or worse in June. We don't know if it'll be better or worse in July at this point. As we get a little bit closer to the end, we might be able to confirm. And we're exploring all kinds of different opportunities. We've heard stories of different high schools and what they have planned, but we would like to have the traditional celebration if we can.
Yep, that's great. Yeah, and it's definitely a situation, I'm sure, for you. Like everything, we were talking to the hospital, Memorial Hospital staff last night, that there is no predicting what's going to be happening. So to answer some of these questions, obviously, these aren't definitive answers, and they're very difficult to answer, I'm sure. It's just great to hear thoughts on it for sure.
Yeah. Well, like I said, my joke to the administrators are, this is the decision that's being made on Wednesday, April 15th at 5:25 in the evening, subject to change in a moment's notice.
Right. Now, another question that came in, are there going to be any sports this spring at all?
So the NHIAA, the governing body for high school athletics, has tentatively put May 4th as a date. What we've done in Conway and in other areas and within SAU9 is the school board approved the other night 50% stipends. And what's happening now is there are a lot of coaches for these sports for our students that we want to keep engaged. And it's not just sports, it's other activities too. So the coaches and the advisors are really, they're setting up almost a Google Classroom. They're doing individual instruction for students. They're doing training programs. They're doing skill development. It's just more virtual. So you can have a one-on-one. These are some stretching exercises you want to do. Take a video of your form. We'll give you some critique, and I know some kids have the batting tees and the bats and the balls and the nets, and other kids are practicing their throwing events in track and field, and other kids are practicing their pitching. And so we are trying to keep those kids engaged because we do know how important sports and activities are to keep kids engaged as well.
Yeah, especially during these times. So, okay, we're here with Superintendent of SAU 9, Kevin Richard, on the line with us. Let's go ahead and take a quick break and hear the news and come back and get some more thoughts from Kevin Richard.
Absolutely. Sounds good. Remember, you can participate in the conversation. If you have any questions at all, text them over 603-356-9145 or email us office@wmwv.com. Last chance to have any of your questions. You can ask your question to Superintendent Kevin Richard again, 356-9145. We'll be back after this.
Welcome to a very special drive time. Greg Frizzell here, General Manager and owner of the Mount Washington Radio Group. That local news was sponsored by Johnson's Auto Care. Open and here for you with discounts and rewards. Show your AAA membership card and receive 10% off. Combine that with any unissued loyal rewards points and your savings really start to add up. So that's Johnson's Auto Care. They're open Route 302 North Conway or visit online at johnsonsautocare.com. We're here with SAU 9 Superintendent Kevin Richard. Kevin, how are you doing?
Great, Greg. Great.
And we've been talking about the school system and going to online learning and how that's been working. And it seems like it's gone really, really well so far. And thank you for answering all those questions for us.
You bet.
I had a couple more questions coming down. I know there was some debate about in some school districts about a 5-day a week or a 4-day a week classroom. And SAU 9 came down on the side of a 5-day a week. So that's something that you guys are going to stick with?
Yeah, so, you know, we did survey, you know, like I said, the all the different communities, and it really is a balance of interests, and it's kind of like a snow day. No matter what we do, we're going to have people kind of feeling a little bit differently, and one of the pieces that we wanted to do was provide some time for the staff members, but also to address the needs of the students who were telling us, hey, we want, you know, to connect with sports, athletics, and social events. But really, the biggest piece was that constant contact with the students. And we felt as though that really is so important. And so we have made modifications. It's 1 day a week at the elementary school, in the middle school, and the high school. That it's almost like an early release day. So students can... not intended for new content or new instruction, but more touching base, checking in, checking for understanding in the mornings, and then in the afternoons, providing time for teachers to collaborate and work with each other and work on their planning and provide other means of contact. So, yeah, we made that decision in order to do that, and we feel as though we can balance all those interests, keeping that schedule.
Yeah, that sounds great. And then we've been getting in quite a bit of texts and emails about basically congratulations to the SAU 9 school district and how the remote learning situation's been going. And especially here in New Hampshire, I know that New Hampshire was one of the states that right out of the box, as you guys implemented online learning and these programs, basically it was all over the national news that New Hampshire was one of the leaders in implementing these virtual classrooms and getting this underway and rolling and doing a smooth job of it. That was really interesting to see. So we've been getting a lot of praise for you here in the studio.
Well, that's great. Thank you.
And then, you know, basically I wanted to talk about that a bit. Could you speak on how New Hampshire and SAU 9 got that going so fast and why it was maybe a little difficult for other places?
Well, so I think a few factors go into that, Greg. One is state of New Hampshire moved to competency-based education back in 2008, 2009, and they said, you know, it's not predicated necessarily on the seat time, but more about what kids can demonstrate for learning. The other piece that I think was extremely important was the community-developed strategic plan. And when you go back to that plan, there were some key components that were developed through the community forums and through students in talking about learning should take place any place, any time, and through a variety of different methods. And really that, again, we're at the expiration of the 5-year plan, but that set the groundwork for the transformation and transition over to remote learning. So a lot of those skills and practices that we had for instruction and assessment were able to transfer over. And I asked our administrative team even this morning at our weekly meeting, and that's what they referred to was the trainings and the pieces that we have put into place over the past few years are some of the things that are sticking with us. Good teaching is good teaching, and it's a credit to the teachers and the staff that they have transferred those skills over to the remote environment.
That's great. Well, congratulations to you and your staff, and also to all the students who've made that transition. I know that can't be easy either, so really, really great community effort here. Have any last thoughts before we move on here this evening?
Yeah, so you kind of touched on it, but I'm extremely proud of not only the staff, but the students and the parents. And, you know, I understand what it's like to be a parent of multiple kids and try and balance all those pieces. And I have to say the giving community, for everybody from the Valley Originals to Red Jacket to delivering toiletries and shampoos and soaps and toothbrushes, toothpaste, Kiwanis, you know, Vino's kitchen or the butcher shop delivering meals to the food service delivers, you know, Dickie Delaney dropping off crates of produce in the Moat restaurant, just too many. And at some point, we will put a big letter from all the donations and the people who are contributing to 68 Hours of Hunger. So, you know, I've been here for 30 years, and I'm always proud of this community. And during these times, this community is just another reason to be more proud of. And from all of us, we'd just like to thank the community.
Okay, that sounds very nice. So that was Superintendent Kevin Richard. Thank you for being here with us this evening. And I'd like to mention our sponsors again, the Law Offices of Cooper Cargill Chant, Leone McDonald and Roberts Certified Public Accountants, Settlers Green and Settlers Crossing.
Yes, and thank you for everybody who texted in your questions to 603-356-9145. One more big thank you to SAU 9 Superintendent Kevin Richard. We will be back Friday for another edition of Drive Time, of course, right here on Magic 104 in WMWV. This has been Drive Time.